where Sarnia Lambton gets its news first. This is Blackburn Radio News, Sarnia.
There's now been another confirmed case of COVID-19 in Sarnia Lambton, bringing the community total to 8 cases. Lambton Public Health reported the case at around 4 this afternoon, saying the patient is in their 70s and is currently at the Strathroy Hospital. The health unit said they're now in the process of following up with close contacts of the individual. Earlier today, Lambton Medical Officer of Health Dr. Sudhat Ronaday was once again on CHOK. Dr. Ronaday says we should continue to see an increase across the community for days and weeks ahead.
In terms of Lambton County, we've just started identifying cases. So I would say at the local level, we're just starting on the curve. Even though I've been saying for weeks now that there's probably virus circulating in the community, it does take time for the lab results to catch up to what we think is happening.
Dr. Ronaday says the lab prioritizes tests of people who are in hospital, and because of that, we could see more positive cases come in locally, where the patients won't require hospitalization. Across Canada, COVID-19 cases continue to rise by almost the hour, with the current number of confirmed and presumptive cases across the country at 4,644 as of 3:46 p.m. Eastern Time. New deaths have been reported in Quebec, Ontario, and Manitoba, putting the national death toll at 53. Ontario also reported another 153 new cases today, bringing the total to near 1,000. Elsewhere, Sarnia's mayor is suggesting ticketing people who aren't abiding by social distancing measures to combat COVID. Mike Bradley says it's time to get tough to ensure everyone accepts the reality of what we're dealing with.
I would prefer that we see provincial or more positive, in my view, federal legislation using the powers that they have, because then it's universal, it's from sea to sea. If not, then the province should do it so it's consistent. We have 11 municipalities in Lambton County, so you can see that you could have one doing this and one doing that.
Bradley says city enforcement workers are still noticing clusters of people in area parks and public spaces, and that it's time for that to change. Staying in the community, Nova Chemicals is sending the majority of construction workers at its Corunna site home. The company issued a release earlier today saying the changes were safely underway and will result in a temporary reduction of about 90% of the total construction workforce. The statement said activities at the site will focus on critical equipment lifts and delivery and setting of critical modules, equipment, and materials for the time being. At the federal level, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says the government is increasing a payroll subsidy to small businesses to halt layoffs due to COVID. Trudeau made that announcement earlier today outside his Ottawa home.
Last week, we had announced that we would cover 10% of wages, but it's becoming clear that we need to do more, much more. So we're bringing that percentage up to 75% for qualifying businesses.
The subsidy will be retroactive to the middle of this month. Trudeau says the government still needs to hammer out the details on the implementation of this later measure to shore up the economy. When it comes to paying for all this, the Prime Minister says the government's economic foundations were strong before the pandemic, and he's confident the economy will bounce back after COVID passes. He hopes to provide more details by Monday. Elsewhere, Trudeau says he has told the Trump administration that it would be a mistake to put soldiers near the Canadian border. He says he's still trying to get more information, and once he finds he gets it, he will share it with Canadians. Yesterday afternoon, President Donald Trump said the U.S. already has troops along the border with Canada without explaining what he was talking about. A new report from Canada's parliamentary budget watchdog suggests unemployment rates could soar up to 15% by the end of the year. Yves Giroux published a forecast report this morning looking at the potential economic and fiscal impacts of COVID in Canada. The report suggests the federal deficit could spike to $113 billion by next fiscal year, up from $26.6 billion. Elsewhere, the Ontario government is using the emergency alert system to ensure travelers know they must self-isolate for 14 days when returning to the province. You may have seen or heard the alert at around 2 this afternoon, saying travelers are required by law to stay home because they're at high risk of spreading COVID. The Bank of Canada says its unscheduled rate cut this morning should help lay the foundation for the economy's return to normalcy. The central bank has cut its key interest target by half a percentage point to 0.25%, the lowest possible rate. And police in Hamilton have charged a teenage McDonald's employee for allegedly faking a doctor's note that said she had COVID. While in New Brunswick, police charged a man with assault for allegedly coughing in someone's face.
Find us on the World Wide Web at blackburnnews.com/sarnia.